Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do, iowacomputerrepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We've got about 13 minutes before the top of the hour. It is Election Day, and as you know, we don't do politics necessarily here on the News Hour. Our goal is business, and staying with that for just a bit, have you ever wondered about the business of political advertising? We have, and to discuss that and more, we make welcome to our studio our friend Jeff Stein from the Broadcast News Association here in Iowa. Welcome to the broadcast, Jeff.
Michael, always a pleasure to be here.
You're kind of busy today, aren't you?
Election Day, and as someone who has followed politics for a long time and commented on it, get a chance to kind of analyze and play, if you will, Monday morning quarterback on this.
And, it is just an amazing time. And we don't do politics, but it is fun to watch. And if you're at all politically astute or you follow politics, one of the things that I am absolutely amazed at is how the electorate usually doesn't follow politics.
You know, we always used to say that politics was the spectator sport for adults.
Mm-hmm.
But I think too many adults now are involved in fantasy football. But this is where it's serious stuff, because it's only the future of our democracy. Nothing much to worry about.
Absolutely. You know, you and I spent, and I have to say this before we get too far into this, we had a wonderful evening last week at the Iowa Watch Freedom and Journalism Banquet and Awards Program featuring the legendary Jim Bohannon, who used to hold court right here at 1350 KRNT a long time ago, but great guy. What an interesting cat.
Someone who has been in the field for more than 50 years, but still does 4 hours of broadcasting per day, two different shows, 5 days a week at age 70. And I had a hard time keeping up with him that day. Yeah. And he's the one who traveled, put in a full day of work. He's a wonderful guy. And the thing that's interesting is that he harkens back to a time when the broadcast industry was about making money. It always has been. But it was also about good public service.
Yeah.
And it wasn't only about making money. He really believes that, and it's nice to still see that.
And he carries that through today. All right, so for junkies, for us that are political junkies, this has been a feast. But for most Iowans, it has been a chore to slog through all the political ads from both sides of the aisle. So let's talk first about attack ads. All right, you've been in broadcasting a long time. Do they work? You know, people say that they hate them, but it seems that TAC ads energize the base of the party. Is that right?
It energizes the base, but take this a little broader, Michael. Okay. Why are reality shows so popular on television? And it's not because we're rooting for someone. We love to see, in our current society, we love to see people be taken down a peg. We love to see them trashed. Mm. And so it fits a narrative we're comfortable with, because in essence, these candidates now are just characters and caricatures in this little soap opera called Campaign 2014. When we talk about business and money, all right, last we knew about $80 million has been spent on television ads in the U.S. Senate race, but only
for Iowa.
For Iowa. The Ernst Braley race, only $20 million of that came from the campaigns themselves. That means $3 out of every $4 came from somewhere else. Now, it might be a National Political Action Committee. It might be anybody who just wants to buy an ad. But when people have asked me, is it nastier? I don't think it's necessarily any nastier, but the volume is louder. The frequency is louder.
Yeah, exactly.
Because everyone can speak thanks to the Citizens United U.S. Supreme Court case.
Absolutely. And that I think, is what starts to exacerbate people out there. And, you know, I've heard this as a strategy. What do you think of this? The strategy is that if you continue to put up negative ads about whomever that you're putting them up, not only does it maybe energize the base, but it also starts to deflate the other side, and they go, gosh, what's the chance? I've seen 4-1 ads of this candidate versus this candidate. I might as well not go to the polls. Could it be a voter suppression tactic?
What I really think is happening is that people are ignoring the ads completely. And it's partly because of the fact, here's a business situation that folks in broadcasting know, but the audience may not. We take great pains in broadcasting that if we have two furniture advertisers, two sponsors who are furniture stores, we make sure their ads are not next to one another. So if we've got six commercials running in a commercial segment, we'll put one at the beginning, one at the end, but they never run next to each other because it cancels. You're not supposed to. Because you'll hear about it because it'll cancel the message out. They like to do that with political ads, but there's so many right now. You're seeing an ad for a candidate and against a candidate, and then another one that might be against and then one that's for. And I really think that people are just tuning out. So now get to your original question. Well, what about negative ads? People are afraid to not run them. No one wants to be the advisor who says, let's just pull the plug. People aren't listening. People aren't watching anymore. Because what if you're wrong? You don't have evidence that they work, but pity you if you take a chance and guess wrong.
You know, that's another interesting thing. When we take a look at who produces these ads, okay, and this is, again, we're not talking politics. We're just talking about the business of political advertising. I thought it was astounding, and it goes from the State House all the way through the U.S. Senate. People on the ground, people who are here in Iowa, for example, are never asked to do those ads. Those ads are done in Chicago or New York or Washington, D.C. And I've always thought, not just because I'm in the business of advertising, but I've always looked at this with a little bit of a jaundiced eye, saying, well, who knows Iowa better than Iowans, and why aren't we being asked by the various campaigns to create some of these ads that matches our value system?
They fit a template. And if you live where, and now with only four congressional districts, right, the TV markets are such that you will see ads from multiple congressional districts. They all look alike. Oh, yeah. The villain is just different.
Black and white and terrible.
and they slow the video down. I mean, all these tricks we could get into, but they're just cookie cutter templates. But they miss the mark. And here's why. One of the national Democratic strategies this year has been to demonize the Koch brothers. You see this in all of these ads. I would almost wager that most rank and file Iowans don't know who the Koch brothers are, don't care who the Koch brothers are. It's just a sideshow. Now, for those in the Beltway,
exactly, that's a big deal.
It's all they can see. But out here, we care about who's going to perform as a candidate. I mean, to us, the Koch brothers have an office supply store down the street here in Des Moines, okay?
But that's the wrong Koch brothers.
It's an entirely different thing.
And they're very quick to tell you that.
I'm sure they are. I mean, I've made the joke about what's all the fuss about an office supply store. But that's the thing, is that when you are so insulated in the Beltway, that makes such a big deal. And out here, we care about how much, as a self-employed individual, how much did my health insurance premiums go up? What kind of economic climate is there if I want to expand my business? That's what we care about. And again, when you're bringing these voices in from out of town, it fits a national narrative. So many politicians have said, and I really believe this, all politics is local.
Yeah.
So
Tip O'Neill said that many times.
And so when all of the national networks are trying, Michael, to come up with this narrative about, well, what will this mean if the Republicans take the U.S. Senate? Is that a referendum on Obama? Maybe. But maybe it means that if Joni Ernst wins in Iowa, that Iowans wanted her. Maybe. You know, it doesn't have to fit this national narrative. But those in the Beltway, those in the big media, in the New Yorks and Washingtons of the world, that's all they can see because they don't actually come out
they
here.
Don't, which I think, in my opinion, simply my opinion, as an Iowan, I would much rather be focused on the issues that Iowa cares about rather than soft, fluffy things. These are my Iowa values. Well, really, you like your family and you like to go to church and you like all the, really, no kidding? Well, okay, fine. But what about this other stuff? You know, and we don't get that. We don't get somebody actually sitting there and saying, look, this is who I am. This is what I believe in. This is what I want to do.
There's an ad running for a congressman in, or a congressional candidate in Northeast Iowa, which is where I live. And it's a great ad because he just comes out and says, if you send me to Washington, here's what I'll do. Now, he's done a whole lot of other ads, you know, leading up to this. But the closer is, and he just ticks off five things. There's a little image on the screen. And I just sat back and said to my wife, Perfect ad.
Thank God.
Because he just tells me what he will do as opposed to how bad the other guy is.
Jeff Stein, ladies and gentlemen, he is the executive director of the Iowa Broadcast News Association. Now, we're not talking politics. We're talking about political advertising, the business of political advertising. One of the things that I said here on the air not too very long ago is politics good for business? Because, now think about this for just a second, in the broadcasting sense, the ad time periods, the ad availabilities out there are just consumed by all of these low-cost, by the way, ads. We have to give these out at the lower cost to the political people. But they're filling up the airwaves, both radio and television. And me as a small business owner or as a business, can I get my message out in the very important fourth quarter?
I have long advocated that if you're running a business, just get off the air until after Election Day because you're wasting
your money.
Yeah. You're just wasting your money. The federal laws, the Federal Communication Commission mandates that stations have to sell those political ads for what's called the lowest unit rate the 60 days before an election. And so it's the cheapest advertising around. Yes, stations make money, but they lose their furniture store, their car dealership, et cetera, type of business.
Right.
And I've talked to a number of stations just in the past week about their inventory, and they talk about how full they are. You know, you can't get an ad anywhere. And that's going to change tomorrow, and then very soon Christmas will ramp up. Well, all of these stations that are complaining about we just don't have any room for more ads, come January 2nd, they'll be crying
exactly.
for advertising. So is it good for business? You're wasting your money. Unless you're sponsoring a program, for example, like this, where it's tied to the program. But if you're just floating an ad, I've told people, save the money, spend it heavily when the audience is saying, oh, thank goodness, a car ad, which
long
they
about,
will do tonight.
Long about the 6th of November.
That's right. That's right.
After the pundits get through. Thank you, Jeff Stein, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Stein is the executive director of the Iowa Broadcast News Association. You're always welcome in the studio, sir.
I appreciate it. I'll be back tomorrow.
All right. For Jeff, also for Sam Kreber from the Kreber Law Firm, for Dustin Halderson, our technical director, Monica Murray, Mark McDowell, the program director for 1350 KRNT, Jimmy Olson, the voice of Insight on Business, and Mary Sayer, the liaison between our ad agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. My name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Go vote. Polls are open until 9 o'clock. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live. A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT, Des Moines.